Welcome to Ape TV. I'm your host, B. Ridiculous. And today we have a very, very special episode. It is our anniversary. I brought in the big guns. So we have co-founder, Ape Guru, who's also one of our head devs. And then we have a wildly bullish business development dev, Julian. And then we have the president of Ape Labs, Chip. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, very well. Yeah. A pleasure being here. Thanks for having us, son. Let's have an amazing Ape TV episode for our birthday.
Thank you so much for having us, man. Definitely excited to be on.
Yeah, so happy to do this with you, B. To be in this position to have this, we're quite fortunate. And so, yeah, happy to look back and celebrate our wins and look forward.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm so happy we can, you know, actually get everybody in the room at the same time for something as big as this.
It's like old school Ape TV with Chip.
Yeah, right. We got Chip in the house. I love it. So, what are all you guys up to? I guess we could start with Jules.
Sure. Oh, great question. So, for those who don't know, I work in business development at ApeSwap. I work very closely with DK, one of the other co-founders of ApeSwap. And I mean, what have we been up to lately? What haven't we been up to lately? between all the amazing partnerships that we've been securing, especially, you know, the past couple of months, you know, with Frax, continuing our relationship with Animoca Brands, all the IAOs that we've been pushing out. And then again, you know, just continuing to push out new partnerships as much as we can. It's been an amazing journey. And now we're super excited for this year. In terms of, you know, business development as a whole, I mean, I think we've had a really, really, really strong year in 2021. It's been a great time. And I think coming into 2022 now, especially, you know, we just set out our goals, our vision, our mission, which I believe we've recently made public as well. And, you know, big part of that conversation, obviously, was the business development side of things. And, you know, obviously, how are we going to continue to hone in on our craft and refine what we've been up to? And I really, really am feeling very confident about the direction that we're heading in. We are hiring a bunch of new biz dev apes. For those who haven't seen my tweets about it, I've been very vocal about it constantly. Yeah, you know, we're expanding the team. We are going to be potentially checking out some events this year in person, which is super, super exciting. Obviously continue to network and meet more people in the biz dev space and the crypto space as a whole. And yeah, it's again, super, super excited for the amazing plan that we've got built out here for 2022 biz dev, and cannot wait to keep pushing forward and expand the team.
Yeah. I've noticed all those tweets, and yeah, I'm sure we're going to find a lot of good people. And yeah, you guys have been killing it. Definitely. You know, I work on, you know, deploying pools and all that stuff. And I'm like, we're just pushing these things out daily. It's crazy. It's insane. It really is.
Right. Now, shout out to the Crimson Chimp and Tarzan for continuously delivering on pool farm deals. It's been amazing. And yeah, on the application side of things, I mean, we've got, I was honestly genuinely surprised by the quality of people that applied for the role and the amount of applicants that we got. I thought, you know, at least it was going to be like maybe a 10% hit rate or something like that. But the sheer number of applicants and the quality of all of them, I mean, it was honestly very, very surprising. So I've been conducting a lot of interviews these past couple of weeks. And yeah, I think we're gonna have some real, real quality people joining the biz dev team here in the coming weeks. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that as well. You know, and let's keep on churning up all these partnerships and get these new guys up to speed.
100%.
All right, so let's go ahead and swing it over to Chip. How are things going at Ape Labs?
Oh, going beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, when, you know, the concept of Ape Labs was started July last year, And from the moment that we started to develop the concept, you've seen more and more really, really big players try to move into crypto education, right? But we're first. And ApeSwap has, you know, first mover advantage in crypto education. We have a very, very real, very, very tangible construct. And it's producing winners. Like we certified our first cohort in December. One new project has already spawned out of that cohort. We've onboarded an intern from that cohort onto Ape Labs, who's now accepted a formal position with us. And what we offer and what we bring, you know, it's not a website with text or a YouTube video or some DIY stuff. I mean, we're literally there every day teaching in person, connecting students with the best builders in the space. And we are not going to stop. We love every second of it. So, yeah, we've got, in terms of what we've been up to, we've got our Lab Rats NFT project coming out soon in March, which is those NFTs are basically a golden ticket for tuition at Ape Labs. In addition to that, we've started to roll out Flex Labs, which are very focused, much more short term, 1 to 3 days, 2 hours per day. And it's meant to be more flexible and accommodating for people who can't take the whole 8-week certification schedule. And recently, we've actually been in talks with, you know, the best Oracle provider in DeFi about having them come in and do some Flex Labs with us on Oracles. So we've been crazy busy. We love every second of it. And we definitely consider ourselves quite fortunate to be in this position with all of these large players moving into crypto education. It doesn't matter what they produce, because it's not going to be anything like what we do.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, as soon as I heard the concept about Ape Labs, I was just blown away. And like, just seeing it flourish has just been amazing. Now, and I did hear about that Oracle. I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really exciting. And, I mean, it really just shows, like, ApeSwap, in our year, right, we've really established ourselves and we've developed some really strong, really sound relationships. And for the most part, you know, people really like to work with us. And that's very, very valuable. And it's a very, very valuable position to be in because, you know, in BSC, we see things pop up and fall very fast. And, you know, here we are. And so this is a huge, huge testament to the community, to the original early days of ApeSwap, to the founding team, the core team, and the partners, our ecosystem. It's really a testament to everyone involved.
Definitely is. Do you have definitely. Any? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, go ahead, Guru.
No, yeah, I mean, it makes me really happy to have crossed the threshold of being a year old protocol, having gotten this far with the team of people we have right now, everyone coming from the community, keep having the opportunity he has with Ape Labs to like educate new crypto entrants coming to this ecosystem, seeing all of this flourish. It just makes me really happy. I think it has been a great year for us, and this year is going to be even better. Yeah, and I couldn't be more hyped to hear everything I'm hearing right now, to hear how Ape Labs is going, to see how business development keeps growing and flourishing, bringing new people, bringing new deals. And yeah, and the partners we're talking with right now, it's insane. Yeah, I sometimes don't have words to express how hyped I am about how far we've gotten. And the fact that we are a successful year-old protocol in the crypto space, I think it has a lot of value, especially when so many projects just come and go.
I agree. It's you got the Goose Finances, the Panthers. Yeah, they started. Once that APR left, what happened? This is a huge achievement. It's amazing.
Go to goose.finance. The website's for sale. So yeah. For the apes who were here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, for the apes who were here at the beginning with us. And, you know, that remember the Viking swap debacle where Viking Swap, they put out a PR. Oh my God, we can't handle Goose Finance's innovation. We have to close our doors because there's no way we can compete against Goose Finance.
Yeah.
For the eighth
layer of farming, the future of France.
Yeah. The future of layered farming is the future, right? And so for the apes who were there at that time, you can go buy goose.finance and ApeSwap's still here, right? Like you can't buy ApeSwap.finance. So as the market rallies and rushes to all these new things, just remember this, right? Remember like all these situations we've been through before where something pops up, it's the next best, greatest thing. It collapses, no one says a word about it. So, right. You know, we're riding really, really good, in my opinion, and I think we're positioned so strong. I feel like everybody in this call probably agrees with that.
Yeah.
I'm 100%
wildly bullish on ApeSwap.
Wildly bullish, sir.
Wildly bullish on ApeSwap.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely speaking of a stronghold, Guru, you and your big dev work, like you're one of the founders, you're one of the masterminds behind ApeSwap. What have you been up to?
Well, lately it's the name of the game has been research and optimization. We've been putting a lot of work into figuring out the best way to allocate banana to increase the performance of the whole protocol, make everything more efficient, have more volume, have more return over emissions, and just researching also new protocols, the famous DeFi 2.0 that right now it feels like a bad world after Wonderland and all the stuff that has been going on. But I think there's a lot of value in DeFi 2.0, and it's something that we have been definitely looking into. I mean, you probably all saw the announcements. I mean, it's clearly on the pipeline for us, but it's not going to be like, oh, yes, a fork of an impulse. It's actually a conceptual thing. It's actually a way of how you operate and how you allocate your assets and tokens in a more efficient way. It's not necessarily about copycatting another protocol. For me, it's mostly about having protocol-owned liquidity and building a solid treasury to support all the verticals that ApeSwap is building right now, with lending, with the DEX, with Vault, and continue growing in that direction, and hopefully slowly start renting less liquidity and owning more of the liquidity that powers the DEX, making ApeSwap way more sustainable and way more efficient in its emission spend. And yeah, lately we've been working with a lot of the development team, trying new smart contracts, trying new ways to move in this direction. And we have like some solid breakthroughs in this area that I'm super hyped about them. I can't wait to get them in front of the community, to see how they react, to see how we make our moves and hopefully make an impact. And also going back to what Julian said about the work we've been doing, about the position statement, our mission, our vision, that's something that is constantly sticks in my head. And I'm really hyped about the position we settled on being a DeFi hub on BSC, which I think is a huge opportunity. And I think that we are clearly getting there with the lending protocol and all the stuff that we are constantly adding into ApeSwap. I think we have a very solid chance of becoming the go-to place on BSC for your DeFi needs.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know, a lot of coding and working with the team, I guess. But these past weeks have been, even months, have been a lot of research work figuring out the best next move for ApeSwap.
Most definitely. I love the term DeFi hub, because that just shows that we're pretty much that one-stop shop that you can go and do anything you need in DeFi. And it's super exciting.
It's super exciting. Yeah. And at first, when ApeSwap launched, I was like completely against something like this. I was like, no, guys, we should just focus on the dev. We should be great at one thing instead of trying to do everything at once. And I was like not a huge fan of the DeFi Cup, but after seeing how we evolved, after seeing all our partnerships, after seeing the growth we had, after seeing the community we have, it makes so much sense right now. With our current service offering, being a DeFi Cup makes so much sense right now. And like, from going to let's not do this, I want to be a huge fan. Right now I can't wait to continue building financial instruments on top of Aesop. Like, I can't wait to continue adding new features, new ways to do finance, new ways to interact with the protocol. Like, that's all I want right now. And I'm super hyped to continue growing as a DeFi Hub and having all the financial instruments our users need.
No, it's really amazing too. It's it feels like we're really laying the foundation to, you know, really be, I mean, like we've been saying, a one-stop shop where pretty much anyone and any project especially can come and participate in our ecosystem. That's really the beauty of it. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Actually, Guru and I were talking about this. It's interesting to note that, you know, unlike a lot of other projects and tokens in the space, you know, most of those guys are very niche products, right? Whereas ApeSwap, being a decentralized exchange, means that we can essentially work with anybody who has a token, anybody who has their own project. You know, we can get them listed on the exchange. And then when it comes to the lending network, obviously we can work with pretty much any token and get them on there eventually. It's just interesting to note that, you know, we're building out all of these products that really allow us to work with any partner in the space. We don't have any limitations. We're not niche in any way, shape, or form. It's very much this big, open, welcoming community that really will allow us, I think, eventually to capture a significant amount of market share.
Yeah, well, and I think there's so much value in what we offer. We're offering this DeFi Hub in a permissionless fashion, in a decentralized way. And so anyone who has experience with trying to acquire a loan in traditional finance, they'll tell you what that process is like. It's hours and hours of paperwork. It's employment verification, income verification, credit checks. And then it's, you know, you might still get rejected. If, as a part of our DeFi Hub, you could walk into the Ola platform and acquire a loan, and you don't, there's no employment verification, there's no credit check, there's no income, there's nothing along those lines. And I think that, you know, a lot of that gets lost, right? And so I think that having this hub and offering all of these different services in a permissionless way on top of a decentralized protocol, there's immense value in that core concept alone. But then when you have a team like ApeSwap and having it governed in the future by the DAO, so it's really decentralized, right? Like these are super powerful concepts. They're transcendent. And so, you know, to be a part of it now and to build it out and to be here in DeFi at this moment, like we're just all fortunate, grateful, appreciative, and we just want to do and produce the best product that we can.
Yeah, very well said.
Very well said.
Very well said. Yeah, cool and talking more.
So now we know exactly where we are with the DeFi Hub and like where we are in the BSC market. How did ApeSwap come to be? How did you find ApeSwap? How did it come to be?
Well, I personally didn't find ApeSwap, but I would love to hear how Julian found that ApeSwap.
How I found ApeSwap? Oh, great. Great question. So I guess it was early January when I first got involved in the BSC space. At the time, I was spending a decent amount of my time on Clubhouse when it was really popular back then. And I was in all sorts of rooms of people talking about crypto and DeFi and, you know, the future of finance as a whole. And in one of the rooms I was in, I remember somebody mentioning, you know, obviously the gas prices on Ethereum were starting to get pretty crazy. Not starting to, I mean, they were crazy already at the time, but even then, I think they're much higher now. But the gas prices were pretty crazy back then already. And everybody was complaining about that, you know, especially with the rise of DeFi and everything. It's just was completely inaccessible to most people. And in that room, somebody mentioned that they were using PancakeSwap on BSC and earning yield there. So I got really interested, and that's kind of what got me down the BSC rabbit hole. And I was just going on and on and on, looking at all these different protocols. Interestingly enough, I mean, being the degen that I am and that I know we all are, I got involved in Kebab Finance, which I'm sure a lot of people remember.
Yes.
And so I got pretty deep into Kebab, and then I heard about ApeSwap probably, I think it must have been like 3 days after the launch or so. And I decided to move a bunch of my funds that I had on BSC over to ApeSwap, obviously because the APRs were insane and it looked like a really fun and cool place to be. But, you know, with the concern that everyone had at the time of, like, you know, scams and rug pull, I mean, we still have those concerns, of course, but I feel like BSC as a whole was a very different ecosystem back then. Definitely not as mature as it is today, and you know, very much full of shit coins, rug pulls, and scam projects, especially yield farms. So at the time, you know, I was a little hesitant to ape into ApeSwap, but you know, once I spent some time in the community and got to know everyone, that like immediately moved all of my funds over from Kebab. And then interestingly enough, I think probably about 2 days after I got involved in ApeSwap, I started messaging Obi, Obi Dobo, but for sure everyone's familiar with him. And that's when things really got started. You know, I had been messaging Kebab, and I was trying to help them out with some business development, but they pretty much left me on red constantly. So then, you know, from there, I again got involved in ApeSwap, and I was messaging Obi, and he was so receptive to all of the messages I was sending and to all of the thoughts I had on ApeSwap and how we could make it better. And I distinctly remember him telling me, you know, oh, we're going to get you on the biz dev team. We're putting together a team. We're all quitting our jobs. And man, I mean, that's how it happened. So I think probably within the first week of participating in ApeSwap, I had immediately kind of, you know, I mean, I was pretty much that annoying community member who was constantly DMing and going, hey, you guys should do this, you guys should do this, you guys should do this. But, you know, I guess they saw value there. And yeah, that's how I got started at ApeSwap. And that's how I found ApeSwap.
Yeah, my story is kind of similar to that as well. I'll get to my story last. Let's go ahead and get Chip.
Yeah, well, B, I'm quite familiar with your story.
Yeah.
Mr. Helpful Ape. Yeah, well, you know, my journey's a lot different. You know, Obi abused the shit out of me. You know, he banned me from the channel. He strung me along for months. I mean, you can see the clear favoritism towards Jules there. So Crypto Borat is our guest speaker for OPSEC. He's one of my most personal and closest friends. And like what Jules was saying, like November, December of 2020, like we were like really upset because we had all these weird random plays on like Compound and Aave, and it cost more in gas to retrieve them than what the value of the assets were. And so we started to venture out, and we ended up dabbling in all the rugs and scams on Tron. And so we were doing the Ponzi's and stuff that were running over there in like December. And I was like, oh, this sucks. And so we were talking, we're like, man, there's got to be a better DeFi ecosystem than Ethereum and Tron. And so PancakeSwap was starting to get some traction. And so we started to monitor BSC a bit more. And I saw someone post on Biz, of all places, on ApeSwap's first day. And so we generally had a 48-hour rule where, you know, the DEX needs to go 48 hours before we would even entertain buying it, because there were so many scams and rugs and, oh, God, stuff was popping up left and right. And so after ApeSwap made it 48 hours, we both entered a position in Banana, and I joined the community. It was so boutique in everybody in terms of, like, you know, the original founders and then the first slate of admins and then the people like Jules and myself. We were all very close, very tight knit. We were only in Telegram. And so I was pretty active in just kind of helping people and walking people through the steps because I had that experience. And then after a few weeks, Obi's like, hey, I made you an admin. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then some really, really close, really, really good relationships formed amongst the early admins, like Jimben, Natty, Kyle, Klaus, myself. We really kind of stewarded the early community of ApeSwap and set an example of kind of being fun, but also helpful and professional in caring about the safety of the people in the community channel, right? And then as we grew, you know, we felt like getting a Discord set up would be a good idea. So I created a Discord and kind of oversaw it. Rolled out some programs to try to encourage moderation and administration, which B is very familiar with. Actually, Borat, who was getting rugged with me in Tron, he actually came into that program as well. And then Obi, like shortly in May, I believe, he formally offered me a position on the community core team. And basically from that moment, you know, my life's just dramatically changed for the better. And I never expected it, you know. My traditional background is in teaching and management, and that's where my education is, and so that's my work history, right? And so as the world, you know, went through 2020 with Corona, and then into 2021, and all these restrictions and mandates and blah 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 blah, like things could have been really, really choppy and really, really hard. But for some reason, right, I found ApeSwap showed them something they liked, and you know, from that point, you know, like Guru and Obi and DK and Tastic and Harambe, you know, they really took a chance on Ape Labs on rolling out this concept. I mean, nothing like it was ever done, right? But we knew from our experience in the community channels that education was the biggest gap in the space. No one has any idea what they're doing, right? And so, you know, like to have Ape Labs now, go in reflecting back on, you know, just a random post on social media where we're like, hey, this looks like this could be good. The journey is incredible. And it's one of those things, like if you tried to do it over, you know, you could try 10,000 times and you probably wouldn't get the same results. So yeah, that's the Oh yeah, and along the way we created a podcast and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Rolled out some Twitter spaces and we did all sorts of cool stuff along the way. And a lot of it is really just based upon the willingness of the ApeSwap core team and founders to take on some risk, to try things that haven't been tried before, to beat our own path. And I think it's worked really, really well.
I couldn't agree more. And it's funny that you mentioned the podcast, because that's actually what really made me believe in ApeSwap. I started like anybody else, like you, Jules, Pancake Swap. All right, go to BSC, go to BSC, right? And I'm like, oh, well, the APRs aren't that great. And, you know, I'm still brand new to DeFi's. They're probably great, but not to me. So I started looking through, you know, I see Goose, I just seen this Ape. I'm like, let me click on this. It was on Dapp Radar. And, you know, I put, I want to say $1,000 in, like right off rip. It was like, I think 60 cents. Then I just started joining, you know, talking with the communities and started doing TikTok videos. And
I loved those videos.
I got to start doing them again. I just don't have any time.
Me too. It was the only reason I ever looked at TikTok.
Same.
DMing me, hey, check my videos out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah, you're making the videos.
I was bugging everybody. And
good move. That's the move. And that's an advice for anyone listening. If you want to work in a DeFi protocol, just bug the fuck out of the development team and the founders and whoever is in the core team.
Yeah.
If you really want to work in a DeFi protocol, just talk to the people, be part of the community. It would be good there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if I can do it, like anybody could do it. I mean, I was just a guy that worked in a shop, you know, just trying to make more money for my family. And I found you guys, and the community was just great. I got laid off, and then that's when Chip was like, talk to Obi, you know, see what Obi could do for you. He just told me, just keep on doing the TikTok videos. We're going to make you an admin. And then Chip's like, you know, you're going to be like the first class of helpful apes. And that was just like, that meant so much to me, because I was like, this is like real. This community is amazing. I did that for a few months. And then here I am now. Like, I'm on the podcast that like literally made me believe that this community, like in the world of rugs, I seen this podcast and like how transparent this whole community and like the founders were. And I was just like, God, this is like where I need to be. And yeah, I tried everything I could. Yeah. Like Guru said, I was bugging everybody, and I'm so happy I did.
That's the way to do it.
What a great story.
No, that's amazing, man. And no, beyond being on the podcast, you're running the podcast now. So that's
huge. Well, that's kind of like a thing that I have going in my life. Like, I'll go to a job, right? And I'll be like, I want to do that. But you know, you're starting at the bottom. And I'd normally make it there, and usually it happens pretty fast, but like, this is a whole different beast. I wasn't expecting to, you know, grow this fast, and I'm just super appreciative, you know.
Well, and B, you played a critical role in growing the Discord too. I mean, there's over 35,000 apes in there now. And when you came on as a helpful, there was probably like a few hundred, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you play the community that attracted you to ApeSwap, you actually came in and made it better, because we put these safety protocols in for Discord and spam prevention measures, and you were there through it all. And so, like, I hope anybody listening like understands, right? Like, you were attracted to ApeSwap through the podcast. You felt it was transparent. You liked the community. Now you run the podcast. You help grow the community. You know what I mean? Like, you could be whatever you want to be. You can do anything you want to do if you actually, you know, put in the effort and believe that you'll execute. And B is a testament to that.
100%, and especially when you have the support of such a fantastic, fantastic team of co-founders. Really, really want to shout out every single co-founder. I mean, it's crazy. You know, none of us would be here without them. And the amount of support that they've shown to every single person on the team, every single member of the community, every single person who manages the community, is just unbelievable, really, truly unbelievable. So huge, huge shout out to all five of the co-founders of ApeSwap.
Yeah, I echo that as well. And yeah, it's like Joel said, we wouldn't be here without them.
It's super, super happy to hear all that. So you're going to make me cry of happiness.
So now, Guru, you didn't find ApeSwap. You helped create it. Can you tell us anything about that? I just want to hear an origin story of some kind.
I'll give you the origin story. Don't worry. We will hear it out. Okay, so it all started, I was colleague with some of the founders, and I was like, hey guys, check BSC. I think something big is gonna happen there. I send them Beefy, Pancake Bunny, PCS. And we all kind of started checking BSC. And before we knew, we had like the classic Dishan channel on Telegram, where some of us were there, and we were like just aping into every shit farm that appeared on BSC. We went to Kebab, we went to Pizza. We went through Goose. And I remember that at some point we were aping into a protocol that was called Ice Cream Swap. And it completely rugged us. And it was like all the compounded gains from the previous AP was completely gone on Ice Cream Swap. At that point, the five of us were already working on some blockchain related and crypto stuff. We were clearly aping and investing. We weren't building by then, but we all had crypto experience, crypto shops. We were all already involved in the ecosystem. And when we had like that ice cream swap situation, we were like, fuck, we can probably do this like 10 times better ourselves. We should build this shit ourselves. We should push our protocol forward. We should make this happen. And also, like, after seeing like all the shitty forks lying around, we were like, how hard can this be? I mean, look at this shit. If someone can pull something like this off, I mean, we can surely do it better. And yeah, and it was while trying to convince like the rest of the founders to like jump out and say, okay, let's do it, I was, hey guys, I promise you we can do this in a week. from the day you say yes to the day of launch, I promise we can do it in a week. And we made it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Tastic and myself, like, we were grinding the fuck out of the smart contracts and the front end and everything. Obi was building graphic assets using PowerPoint. Obi was our graphic designer with PowerPoint. It was
Power Shop. Power Shop. <baby. laughs>
Yes. And we were like, just Tastic was taking the smart contract side, and I was like doing the front end with the assets that Obi sent me. And I don't know if you guys remember that when ApeSwap started, there was like basically one asset that was the leaves and the bananas, like a random scramble of leaves and bananas. But I remember at some point an ape got a hat and a t-shirt with the leaves and bananas. But basically the whole website had this asset all over the place. It was like one single asset in all of ApeSwap. And we were like at least, I don't know, 2 or 3 months like this, I think. But yeah, I mean, we went into like this crazy green where we were like, okay, we're gonna make this happen in a week. And literally after a week, we were suddenly launching ApeSwap, and we did like a stealth launch. We didn't announce. I mean, we announced it on our own Telegram and on our own Twitter, of course, but we didn't really have a community by then. It was like talking to ghosts, basically. But it was crazy because we zero marketing, zero communication, zero spam. We just announced it in channels that had zero followers. And after launching, suddenly, like, I don't know, it was, I think, 2 hours, we suddenly had like 5 million TVL, and the Telegram was blowing up. Everyone was like crazy, like, and the numbers just kept going up, more TVL, more people on the Telegram. And we were like all on a call on Discord, the five founders. What the fuck is happening? we were like completely astonished by what was happening. And we were all so fucking ready to go. I mean, we were like, okay, this is happening. Yes. And I remember, I think that after 3 days after launching ApeSwap, I was like completely ready to quit my job, go full ApeSwap. I remember DK and Obi did the same at a similar time. Then Tastic and Harambe, and well, eventually we grown the team, as you've been speaking, like with all the community that means all the new people in the team. But yeah, it's crazy that, I mean, if you look at the beginning of ApeSwap, it was like trade, pools, and farms, like classic shit farm. Like, I'm not going to lie, like classic shit farm. But look where we are now. I mean, look how much we worked to make ApeSwap different. Look how much effort we put to build our trust. All the effort we put to just differentiate ApeSwap from other protocols and make it carrying home for all the apes ambitions out there.
I love that. I love that origin story. It's like the lightning struck, and then you're like, holy crap, this is happening.
Yeah, we're like just messing around. I mean, it started as an experiment. I mean, and it ended up like being like our life driving force at this point. I mean, that's what we want to do. That's what we love. We love ApeSwap. I mean, we started like just messing around, but literally right now it's like we We eat, breathe, and sleep APOP.
Yeah, yeah. Me as well. And if I'm busy, if I think I'm busy, I can't imagine what you guys are doing, because you guys are doing like the big boy work.
We try to.
Well, Guru, I remember when that B&B pool opened up, you were talking about how basic everything was. And then that the second pool that ever opened, that was the B&B pool, the apes went insane when that came out.
I remember, yeah. And it was like super random. And speaking of the B&B pool, that's something we copied from Ice Cream Swap.
How ironic.
We copied the B&B pool from Ice Cream Swap. I don't know why we looked up at Ice Cream Swap that way. Like, why the fuck were we copying Ice Cream Swap? Like, didn't make any sense. But, I mean, it worked. It got us here, I mean. But, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What such a rush. The beginning of April was such a rush.
That's a huge rush.
I feel like we have to call out Obi's behavior, right? Like, it doesn't happen anymore.
No, yeah, I think that, like, at least half or even more of our success is attributed to Obi's huge efforts in community building. Yeah. I think that ApeSwap wouldn't be what it is without Obi doing the community building he did back in the early days.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a huge differentiator from all the other shit. It's like, okay, this guy is fucking around, but he's real. It's not like a shitty dev that doesn't answer messages or that is going to disappear. I mean, oh yes, he was fucking in the chat. He was saying all kinds of random shit, but he was there. He was there showing his face. He was there showing his love. Like, I mean, I think he made the world difference for ApeSwap by doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. He was like a magnet, and it really set the tone for how kind of the core team and administrators interacted with the community, which was very engaging, right? Like, I don't think anybody could mimic Obi's essence in the early days.
No one can do it.
Yeah, you know, at one point, you know, he was the grandfather of CZ, and he was...
that was so funny. People actually knew he was the grandfather of CZ.
Yeah.
When he had to put the public disclosure of, hey guys, I'm not the grandfather of CZ. That was insane. Oh, sorry guys, but I'm not the grandfather. Such a crazy year.
I'm just thinking about that little tweet, or like when he tweeted that CZ followed us. That was that made me super hype. I was like, holy shit, CZ's following ApeSwap.
Crazy, right?
And do you remember the video? Have the pancake swaps, the ape swaps.
Yeah.
When CZ mentioned us, and it was CZ mentioned. It was crazy.
What a year, right? This is a
what a year.
This life changing for all of us, and I'm sure for a lot of our community as well, too. You know, it's I can't wait, and like I'm in the core team, but there's still pipeline talk that I haven't heard. And is there anything that we can leak on this special episode?
That's a very good question. Yeah. I wonder what marketing would think. Maybe Rafiki would hit me if I leaked too much. Right. But, well, I mean, you've all been hearing about DeFi 2.0 and such. I mean, I think that a lot of you can, like, make an idea of how that may actually work. I mean, how the protocol of liquidity might end up helping ApeSwap. I mean, I can maybe leak a little bit of hype in terms of DeFi 2.0, the bills, and if I had to summarize the leak in maybe two words, I would say something like generative bills.
Nice.
That's my leak.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. That's a really great way to put it. No, we've got a lot of exciting stuff in the pipeline, as I'm sure many, many people are aware of in the community. You know, we're obviously trying our best to be as transparent as we can. And especially this year, give a little bit more information as to, you know, what's going on behind the scenes.
I know for a lot of last year, we've just been kind of, obviously we're very, you know, public facing and always involved in the community, but in terms of what's in the pipeline, I feel like we've pretty much since the start really have been, you know, heads down grinding and really just releasing the information once the products are ready. And I think actually a lot of that comes from this pretty much our ApeSwap Wise philosophy that I think comes from Guru himself of under promise and over deliver. I think this is a philosophy that we've all tried to really embody at ApeSwap as much as we possibly could. But, you know, obviously people like to know what's coming, what's going on. And yeah, I think there's got a lot of exciting stuff coming, obviously, between DeFi 2.0 and the addition of additional incentives on the lending network are going to be huge. Obviously, the UI metamorphosis is fully underway. But there's a lot more coming where that came from. So definitely a lot coming there. In terms of other leaks, I'm not sure. I'm not too sure if there's anything that we can really disclose. I feel like we're trying to, trying to slowly open the tap, if you will. And, leaking things here and there, which marketing has been doing a fantastic job of. In coming in 2022 here, so not very, very exciting. From the biz dev side of things, you know, I will leak that, and I think I alluded to this a little bit earlier as well, but we are actively looking at events to be attending, so very, very excited about that. We'll be, you know, looking to connect with different protocols, people, if you guys, if any apes will be attending events this year. There will be probably one, two, maybe maximum three of us at a few of these events. So definitely something to be excited about there.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. And I love the term pipeline, right? Pipeline, we're just showing you what we have, what we're working on, what is possible for, you know, the future. And I love that term. I think it sums it up.
Right. No, it definitely does. It's a very, very true. It's like, these are things that are, you know, actively being worked on versus projections.
Yes.
Exactly.
Saying like, oh, we'll eventually do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge fan of pipeline. I think that the roadmaps, like, they don't work. And also that, like, in crypto, like, projecting stuff so long term doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, the now is this, and this is what we are doing right now. This is where our bandwidth is allocated. And what we are going to do next, we need to figure out next, because everything is changing so fast that we can't plan 2 or 3 years of development right now. So, yeah, I don't think roadmaps work in crypto, especially on DeFi.
Yeah, it's like a living entity. Like, it changes so much. And, yeah, like, you can't really put – I mean, unless you're, like, a certain protocol that doesn't really have too much ambition, you could be like, oh, well, we're going to release this in September or, you know, whatever. We're trying to set trends. We're trying to be the first and – I freaking love this.
Yeah, and trust me that with DeFi 2.0, and that's another leak, we are going to be the first to do some big moves there.
I'm super pumped.
A lot of innovation will come there, yes. Yes.
So now, are there any exciting community initiatives that we can throw out there? Or what can our users have to look forward to from our brand in the next quarter or so?
Well, I can tell you that a pretty major part of the discussions we had here coming into 2022 was the expansion and growth of our marketing spend. So from a community perspective, you know, we will be doubling down on a lot of our marketing efforts this year.
So likely to see a lot of new members entering the community from that. So that's super, super exciting there. In terms of other community initiatives, I think Chip would probably be a much better person to speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, B, the host has the best line of sight there because he's in the community meetings every week. But, you know, I can say that what we're doing, and we recently, it was 5 days ago, it was actually the same cast of characters, and we held a G-Nana seminar, and it was free to attend. We're working on getting it put up on our YouTube. And so from the educational side of things, we want to continue to make live in-person instruction accessible in empowering our community to transact safely and smartly in these markets.
Amazing. Super pumped for this. We do have something. I'm not sure if I can actually really touch on it, though. I don't think it's set in stone, so I don't really want to shine any light on that as of yet. I'll talk with Obi today about the community contribution program. I know we're in the talks about launching like two of the three topics, or the
well, actually it's already launched. If you go to Apeswap frontend repository in GitHub, we have actually 4 open issues there, which any community member can come and take on and be paid in banana for contributing to our open source code base.
Sweet. All right. Yeah. That, I didn't know if that was live yet. So yeah.
No. Yeah. It was super silent. I don't know. I mean, it's probably not officially live now that I think about it, because I mean, I found the issues, like, because I'm constantly on GitHub on the code, and I found the issues, and I was, whoa, Obi already launched this. So this looks amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's probably just a draft from Obi, but I mean, the issues are there, and if any community member wants to grab any of these issues and collaborate with Apeswap with his coding skills, anyone is free to do so. But yeah, as B was bringing up, this is probably not already officially launched, but we will surely do some sort of communication campaign to the community to let everyone know that this is a possible path to contribute to the protocol.
Yeah, the only reason that I brought that up was Harambe, speaking of metamorphosis of the UI, I had to do a little testy yesterday, and I seen that it was like the community contribution grants, and I was like, I don't see a link for that. And then Obi sent me the repo, and I was like, oh, but yeah. And by the way, that it was the new footer. It was so nice. Like we're up in our game on every level.
Oh, right.
100%.
Did you see the spinner too? That new spinner.
God.
Ooh. Hot. Hornay.
It's freaking hot.
Hot. Hot.
Yeah, hot.
Hot.
All right, so for the anniversary, do you guys want to collaborate with me on doing like maybe a little giveaway?
Of course.
Of course. That's
fantastic.
Amazing. So I don't even know how we would do this like in a recorded podcast form. So maybe we can just announce it.
Yeah, we can do it on Twitter or Discord.
Yeah, we'll do it on Twitter. All right, so.
Yeah, maybe we can have people, you know, give us, quote their favorite part from the podcast or something.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. We could do that. That'd be great. Give the apes some free nanas. Or a mushy. How's mushies going?
Some NFTs.
Yeah, some NFTs.
Yeah. Now, you know, mushies are great. And so for the unfamiliar, mushies were a student and faculty created NFT project from our first cohort. And so, yeah, we're actually, we've got later today, we have a educational seminar on mushrooms. We have one of our students in our cohort from this season. He's an quote unquote amateur mycologist, but he's actually incredibly smart about them. So him and Beefy from our cohort last year. So Michael and Beefy are putting on an educational seminar for mushrooms today in the metaverse. And, you know, like, this is life now, right? So, hey, I love it. Like, yeah, I'm going to go in the metaverse and I'm going to learn about mushrooms today. And that is technically considered work for me.
So. That's amazing. I love that. That's so funny.
I love that. I'm so happy we got all of us to do this episode today, and like we could find a perfect time to do it. I'm super bullish on ApeSwap, super bullish on Banana.
Wildly bullish.
I
think that 2022 is gonna be our year.
It is. It's the year of the apes.
I think it's gonna be the year of the apes, 100%.
I believe so too. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation. Always love to be in the podcast.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, great to be on the podcast. I don't think I've been on before, so definitely was very, very excited when you reached out.
So, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for having us on.
Yeah, man, no problem. Yeah. Chip, you're always welcome. You guys are always welcome. You guys are amazing. This is probably the funnest podcast I've ever done.
Yeah, we need to do it.
Nice.
Yeah, we need to.
I
do
wouldn't mind.
Doing like a quarterly get together.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Thanks so much, B. Thank you to all the apes and everybody listening who supports Ape TV. If you're still here after an hour, you know, like, we really produce this content for you, and we really appreciate you and love you guys. So thank you so much.
Echo that for sure. Thank you guys so much for listening in. Thank you to the community for obviously making ApeSwap what it is today. And looking forward to next time.
Hot.
Yes. All right. So we're at phase five. So let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.